Some great news for the A-League yesterday with the inclusions of two more teams, Macarthur South West United and Western Melbourne. And a man who's been calling for expansion is our own Robbie Slater, who joins us on the line now. Good morning, Rob.
It's a very good morning to you boys who are obviously sitting there smiling and anticipating the big Christmas party today. Listen, TK probably wouldn't know this. Laurie wouldn't know it. Who does that intro, the World of Soccer or whatever it says? TK, do you know who that is?
No, The Voice.
Do you like The Voice or you don't like The Voice?
Well, The Voice sounds about 1,000 years old. Can we get a change, please?
Okay.
Well, why don't you do it? Why don't we get you to do it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm doing it.
Beautiful.
Tell Benny, tell Brad, tell everyone, tell the world that I am going to do it. Tell me, tell everyone.
All right,
Tell Matt Jenkins, tell everyone, and I want to get paid for it as well.
No, don't worry, we can fix that. Now, Robbie, you wanted expansion. You wanted two teams to come in. You got two teams coming in, but they're staggered, mate. We've got Western Melbourne coming in. They'll play out of Cardinia Park, by the look of it, down there in Geelong, and service Bendigo and Ballarat. And then you've got Western Sydney coming in, but they don't Western Sydney Macarthur, but they don't come in for one more season.
Yeah. Look, first and foremost, fantastic news and congratulations to the FFA and obviously the tenders that have been successful, and obviously there'll be a lot of also disappointed consortiums that have missed out, but there is hope in the future because in the third and fourth years there is talk of a 13th and 14th team. That is a real agenda. And for the ones that missed out, they just have to battle on. And sometimes it's a long-term process. There's always winners and losers. But look, I said 2 weeks ago on my Sunday Telegraph column that Western Sydney was the obvious one for the Sydney region. And common sense has prevailed there. Look, I think the reasoning, and I agree with it, that they're giving it 2 years is one, that it's properly financed, that it's properly resourced, and that the stadium will be ready. The second and very, very important reason is that the poor old Wanderers have been nomads. They've basically been homeless, although they've been playing it spotless, for 3 years. And, of course, they will move into their brand-new stadium, along with the Parramatta Eels, of course, next season. Now, I think it's fair to give the Wanderers a year to re-establish themselves somewhat in their own stadium before the new Western Sydney side comes in. I think that's common sense, and I think it's very, very well done by the FFA. The other one is Western Melbourne, which will be getting a new stadium built. We hear in the meantime they'll be playing out of Geelong, which is fantastic. The Victory have played games down in Geelong and been very, very successful. So it's really, really good news and much, much needed news to give this competition the injection it needs. Yes, you ask me, and you're probably going to ask me, would it have been better to have two straight away? In my opinion, yes, but listen, I'll take it for what it is, and you get the one, and then you've got something to look forward to in the season after. So it's really, really good news.
No, I think it's great news for the A-League as well. And talking about Macarthur South West United, they're eyeing off a couple of big names, Ante Milicic and Mile Jedinak. That'd be two good signings for the club.
Yeah, and this is the good thing about it now, Laurie, is that, you know, from now till when they come in, and they're still 2 years away, we're already throwing out names there, and that's what's going to happen. That's, you remember way, 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 way back 14 years ago when Sydney FC was born, and of course was the only Sydney team. We had all talk about, you know, Dwight York coming and all sorts of things. Now we're going to get the same thing. We got that with the Wanderers when Tony Popovich, I think only seven or eight weeks maybe before the start of the season. Well, there was only Popovich and five players, and then all of a sudden they built something that was quite extraordinary. Now, they've had tough times in the last 3 years. Sydney are about to embark on that as well. Well, they're not about to. They are living that right now without a home. So, look, it's really good news. And as you said, we've got not only players and coaches, Laurie and TK, but they're going to have to choose their colours.
Yeah, all that. It's all exciting.
It's all good, and we can all have a moan about, oh, why would they choose that colour, and that looks like that. And that's what you get. You get discussion, you get debate, and you get to talk about it. So it's fantastic.
We're about winners here, mate. You think Melbourne Victory will win tonight? They're $1.95 against a desperate Brisbane Roar.
I love winners, TK. I love winners. Yep. And unfortunately, I haven't been winning much of late. But anyway, I think Melbourne Victory will be winning tonight.
And the derby, mate, Western Sydney are the big outsiders, 3:30 against Sydney FC, 2:10.
Yeah, look, I'm sticking with Sydney. Western Sydney come in with better form, as we know. Western Sydney won last week. Sydney were dismal, and that's been nice against Wellington. I think Wanderers got a great chance in this, but I will stick with Sydney.
All right. And what do you have a best bet in the English Premier League?
A best bet? I think I put my best bet, I think Newcastle will beat...
Huddersfield.
Yeah, I think it's Huddersfield. I did my tips yesterday. It is Newcastle, Huddersfield.
They're $3.10, Newcastle against Huddersfield.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, Robbie, thanks so much for that. Nice to be talking about positive news, the expansion of the A-League. We just hope it's all financially viable and it all adds up. Robbie Slater joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. He's tipping the Melbourne Victory tonight at $1.95. He's tipping Sydney FC, but he didn't sound overly confident, the big local derby. But he does like, in the English Premier League, Newcastle at $3.10. Newcastle at $3.10 against Huddersfield.